was there evidence of damage to the brain itself?
Not in the sense of blunt force injury that I could say here's a bruise or here's an area where the brain was bleeding. The brain did have swelling or edema, and that is a common finding when the brain has suffered any kind of an insult. That insult could be a blow or impact. It could also be a lack of oxygen.
I'm sorry, a lack of what?
Lack of oxygen.
Moving on to Exhibit 27, explain what this is.
This is a photograph taken of the brain after removal and fixation in formaldehyde for a number of days. What this is showing is that there is a slightly smoother and flatter appearance to the surface of the brain, which goes along with edema.
Did you form an opinion as to whether trauma to the brain had anything to do with the cause of her death?
Yes.
And what was your opinion about that?
Yes, I included blunt force injuries of the head as part of the determination of cause of death.
Given the entire collection of head injuries that you've talked about with Sunamu, what is the overall significance of that collection of injuries in terms of what likely happened to cause them?
The majority of findings on the head are indicative of blunt force trauma, meaning blows or impacts to the head. There is the potential for a separate mechanism of injury, specifically restriction of oxygen or blood flow to the brain as potentially contributing to her head injury.